لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لا شريك لك.
The Abrahamic Hajj. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Welcome to the 8th episode of the Abrahamic Hajj as we near the climax of the annual pilgrimage to the sacred Kaaba, the symbolic house of God Almighty. Today we will speak about the importance of Maqam Ibrahim, or the Station of Abraham, where after rebuilding the sacred Kaaba, along with his firstborn son, Ishmael, the great iconoclast, prayed to God and where miraculously his footprints were engraved on the stone below and which are enclosed in a metal and glass frame. Please stay with us. After completing the 7th round of circumambulation, the state of Tawaf ends. 7th? Yes. It is not simply the sum of 6 plus 1, but it is a reminder of the 7 layers of heaven. Tawaf, your sacrifice for people, is an eternal movement on the path of people. It is Hajj and not an ordinary pilgrimage. Isn't this a genuine demonstration of existence? Isn't this the actual translation of Tawheed and its true interpretation? At Abraham's station, you must read 2 units of prayers. What is this? It is a piece of stone with Abraham's footprints on it. It was on this stone that he stood and laid the cornerstone of Kaaba. Standing and praying near Abraham's station signifies the standing in his place. Next, from the same point which you started Tawaf, you must step out of the Tawaf circle. Like life after death, rise from the same point on the horizon from which you disappeared. The spirit of goodness, the spirit of Allah, which was in your original state of creation, is visible. From where? It appears at the place where you joined the Tawaf circle. After denying and killing all of the previous and false egos, you will discover your authentic ego. Dressed in the clean white garb of Ihram at the house of Allah and standing near Abraham's station, step in his footprints. In the history of mankind, Ibrahim was the great iconoclast who opposed idolatry and firmed up the foundations of monotheism in this world. Although physically tired of sufferings, the prophet of responsibility and leadership had a sharp mind. His heart was full of love, yet he carried an axe in his hand to smash the idols. The first to fight idolatry, Abraham was raised in the house of his uncle Azar, who used to make the idols for his tribe. Abraham fought not only against idolatry and the tyrant Nimrod, but also against ignorance and oppression. The leader of this movement, he was riotous against abjectness. He was the source of hope and wishes, the man of faith and the founder of true unity. Abraham entered the fire of oppression and ignorance, helped prevent the people from being burned by the fire of oppression and ignorance. The same fire is ignited in the fate and future of every responsible individual who is indebted to enlightenment and guidance. For those who behave like Abraham, Allah will make a rose garden from the fire of Nimrods. You will not burn and leave behind your ashes. It is a symbolic demonstration of how close you get to the fire during your struggle and performance of jihad. To throw yourself into the fire in order to save other people is a bitter experience. Remember that you just left circumambulation or tawaf of love and are standing near Abraham's station. When Abraham reached this point, he had experienced a life full of a struggle, fighting with Nimrod, the idols, facing the tortures, the heap of fire, Satan, the sacrifice of his son, and migration, homelessness, loneliness, passing from the stage of prophecy to the stage of leadership, rejecting individuality and adopting totality, and to becoming the builder of Kaaba, the house of unity and monotheism. Here Abraham stands, having left many difficult years behind him. All of his hairs are gray. Yet at the end of his life, he is about to rebuild the ancient house. He is about to lay down the sacred black stone. Ishmael helps him by carrying the stones and handing them to his father. The house of Allah is being reconstructed. Ishmael is saved from being sacrificed. Now he and his father have a responsibility towards the people. Allah has commanded them to be the architects of the oldest edifice of unity on earth, the first house of people in history, the free house of freedom, and the Kaaba of love and worship that was built by Adam at the dawn of creation. Now you are near Abraham's position. It is the highest point to which Abraham could ascend. It is the nearest point to Allah. Abraham, rebuilder of the Kaaba, architect of the house of freedom, and fighter against the idols, was conscientious of love and responsibility. He resisted the temptations of Satan. Upon returning from Tawaf, where you assimilated yourself amongst the people, you are near Abraham's position. You are in the house and city of safety and security, facing Almighty Allah. This is amongst the greatest feeling of a pilgrim during the Hajj. That was all for today. God bless you, and goodbye until we meet again tomorrow for a special feature on the day of Arafah.